I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, sleep is just as important to your child's development and well-being as nutrition and physical activity. Dr. Claire McGeorge is here to talk about tips to help kids get a good night's sleep. Dr. McGeorge is an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. McGeorge, what are some of the problems when kids don't get enough sleep?
Sleep is really an important part of wellness at all ages. In kids, regularly sleeping less than what is recommended is associated with school problems such as attention, behavior, and learning problems. And it also increases the risk of medical problems such as obesity, diabetes, and depression.
Well, how much sleep is really needed at each of the various ages and stages of childhood?
For our younger kids that are preschool age, we recommend about 10 to 13 hours, and that would include naps. For kids that are in elementary school, say age 6 to 12, we would recommend about 9 to 12 hours. For our teenagers, say age 13 to 18, we would recommend 8 to 10 hours.
And what do we need to know about naps?
So naps are included in the total amount of sleep. And every child is a little different when they drop their daytime nap, but usually around age 4.5 to 5, kids really should have all of their sleep consolidated at nighttime. And for all ages, we recommend no naps after about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What do parents need to know about their child's daily screen time and getting a good night's sleep?
So unfortunately, those ever-present screens in our life can really be detrimental to kids' sleep. And then we found that because tablets and phones are so close to the face, they can really disrupt sleep more than the television. So I recommend no screens for 2 hours before bedtime. And I also recommend that parents gather up all of the phones and tablets and charge them in a common area to avoid temptation for kids.
And why are bedtime routines so important for children of all ages?
Bedtime routines are really important for preparing the mind and body to go to sleep. Routines should start about 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime and then wind down to quieter, calmer activities, such as reading a book or doing a puzzle.
When kids sleep in on the weekend because there's no school, is their sleep disrupted?
Consistency is really key. A little bit of leniency on the weekends is okay, but large shifts in bedtime and wake time can really make adjusting back to the school week difficult.
And what should parents do if their child continues to have sleep problems, maybe on a regular basis?
I would recommend discussing with your pediatrician. As part of well checks, we will go through a sleep history, talk about bedtime and wake time, and we can talk about your bedtime routine and figure out what we can do to troubleshoot that.
Dr. McGeorge, thanks for this update about sleep for children.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.